Italy, the Eurozone's third largest economy, is struggling through a political crisis. Parliamentary elections in March ended with no decisive winner, but two populist parties received the largest combined portion of the vote. Those parties attempted to form a new cabinet and lead Italy's government. But over the weekend, Italian President Sergio Mattarella rejected their choice for economy minister. As a result, the attempted coalition has momentarily fallen apart. Nicole Winfield is a correspondent for the Associated Press based in Rome.
For the past 2.5 months, the various political parties have been trying to form a coalition that could win a parliamentary majority. That effort pretty much failed over the weekend, and the president, who, as the head of state, gets to make these decisions, he said, okay, we're done trying to form a political government that would have the political majority in parliament. I'm going to appoint a neutral government made up of technocrats that will lead Italy until we can have another election.
Mattarella blocked two populist parties from forming a government, but who are those parties? And tell us a little bit more about their perspectives and their points of view.
The last two parties to make a go for this government were the anti-establishment Five Star Movement and the very right-wing League Party. They had come together to try to form essentially a populist alliance and had put a cabinet to President Mattarella that he rejected. He rejected it because of the economy minister. This was an expert, an economist who had served in previous governments, but he had recently written that Italy might at some point pull out of the euro. And for the Italian president, whose role is to guarantee the Italian constitution, Italian institutions, that was too much. It was too much of a risk. And he thought that the markets would react very negatively to an economy minister who had these views. So he rejected it, and the coalition fell apart.
And tell us a little bit about how vulnerable Italy's economy has been for the last year or so.
The economy was showing signs of growth. The public debt, while high, it's the second highest after Greece in the Eurozone, it had stabilized. The last time Italy saw a big spread in the bond market was, you know, several years ago, and the markets had since stabilized and relaxed a bit. On Tuesday, they really nosedived on the prospect of early elections with two very outraged populist parties leading the charge.
And what's the reaction from other European countries as they look at this unfolding?
There is deep, deep concern. The message from Brussels, from the European Union and the European Commission, is strong, strong support of the Italian president, Mattarella. Obviously, behind, you know, the unspoken word is that they don't want to see populist parties threatening to withdraw Italy, a founding member of the euro, out of the euro. I mean, that's their worst nightmare. So they are going to, and have been, expressing very strong support for Mattarella to keep a steady hand and prevent this growing euroscepticism from taking hold.
How similar is this to what we saw happen with Brexit?
Well, no one is suggesting a pullout of the EU. Even the parties themselves say publicly, we do not want to leave the euro. They do, though, want to renegotiate some of the key treaties governing immigration, financial policy, and other issues. So theirs, at least publicly, is we're in the euro, we're in the EU, but we want a better deal for Italy.
What do we expect will happen next? Will the populists win out over President Mattarella?
Well, at the moment, we're in a bit of a holding pattern. The man who Mattarella had designated to try to form this technical government has asked for more time because he said he's received some signals of a possibility that there could be a political government. So he has not yet presented his cabinet. It sounds like he's trying to figure out if there could be a new five-star league deal, some kind of a new center-right government. Regardless, I think we're probably looking at a short-term government and early elections.
Nicole Winfield is a correspondent for the Associated Press based in Rome. Nicole, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.